Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again.
Unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to start off our interview today on a rather sad note because we're going to be talking about the Boston brothers.
Yeah, I mean, the tragedy, and I can't, as a father, I can't even imagine what the Boston family is going through with the tragic loss of two young sons. And again, recent graduate, football player, captain of the football team, and his younger brother, a freshman. And the wake is actually today. It starts at 2 o'clock, and I will be there offering my condolences as the mayor and as a Brocktonian and a former football player. So again, I just, my thoughts and prayers are with them and their friends and their family and the city as a whole.
You're also having an event from 2 to 6 at the High School Fine Arts Building?
Absolutely. The superintendent has allowed the wake to take place, the viewing to take place at Brockton High School. The funeral will actually be in Boston, at the Church of the Jubilee in Boston, but it will be starting today at 2 o'clock, 2 to 6 are the official hours.
I also wanted to ask you, of course, the latest update on Brockton Hospital.
I was on a call this week with Bob Haffey again, the CEO of Brockton Hospital, and again, it's moving forward, it's progressing nicely. They believe they're going to exceed and meet the deadlines without question that they're looking at. But again, it's pretty status quo from last week. Again, their 24-hour walk-in clinic, 7 days a week, are on site at the hospital, also on Liberty Street, and you know, they're looking to do it in phases, and they're going to achieve those phases. So I'm excited. I'll be very happy when it finally is back operational 100% and get all the workers back in there and be able to take some of the influx that is going over to Good Samaritan Medical Center, also South Shore Hospital. We need Brockton Hospital back up and operational as soon as possible.
Now, also, residents in Brockton, it appears, are going to see an increase in trash fees.
Well, it's being kicked around right now. I mean, it's not anything guaranteed. It has to go through a vetting process. There hasn't been an increase in 20 years for trash. And so, you know, it's going to be entertained by the city council and the ordinance committee. You know, I don't want to raise any type of rates. You know, that's not what my role is. But I also know that, you know, services and you know, what we get in the city of Brockton, you put your trash out and it gets picked up. You put your recycle, it gets picked up. You put your yard waste, it gets picked up. You don't have to hire a private contractor or go to a dump. So, again, the fact that it hasn't been raised since President Bush was in office, you know, speaks volumes. But, again, the city council, and I served there for 14 years, they're going to do their due diligence and the homework to see what's appropriate, and we'll see where that goes.
Now, of course, we're still in the middle of summer, and summer activities still chugging along.
Yeah, it's been great. It really has. The outdoor activities with the sports at Brockton High School, the After Dark program. We're also doing drama there as well, and pickleball, and tennis, and soccer, and flag football, and swimming, and free swimming lessons at the Manning Pool. Also, the summer concert series is every Wednesday night. We had a wonderful event last night, kicking off another wonderful event up at the Heights Crossing on Christie's Way near the Westgate Mall off of Route 24. So, you know, we're going to continue to provide extracurricular activities for the summer. And, you know, I hate to say this, but school's not too far away. So every bit of summer is going to be enjoyed by our youth here in the City of Champions.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did have to mention that, Mr. Mayor, because August, this is usually the month when you start revving up for the next academic year. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, you know, and again, I'm a dad of three kids, and they're already talking about it. But we still have the month of August, and you know, I'm really excited about some of the other opportunities we're doing. We're going to be doing the Jamaican flag raising tomorrow at 3:30 outside of City Hall in Brockton, again, to showcase the wonderful diversity of the city of Brockton. And, you know, we've been doing ice cream socials. The mayor's office has been sponsoring ice cream socials at the high rises for our senior citizens and our veterans that are residents there and all residents. So yesterday we had a wonderful on Blair High Rise, and we did the Manning last week and Campello. And again, it's all hands on deck, but the summer months are still here, and excited to be mayor of the City of Champions.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Be well.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.